Here are today's top stories. Let's start with politics. Aw, do we have to? Yep. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton still raging with less than 2 weeks to go, although you wouldn't know it here in Chicago. Actually, maybe the Cubs could be a write-in. Trump continues to push in swing states like Florida and Ohio, and pundits and election analysts say that states like Utah and Nevada are surprisingly the states that are most important. But according to the Trump camp, everyone's wrong, and most states are going to go Trump, so what's the point? It's also reported that the Trump campaign has spent more on hats, yep, the Make America Great Again hats, than on polls. So there's that. I don't know, maybe they're counting hats? In Tinseltown, Donald Trump's Hollywood Boulevard star was recently vandalized, but not even like graffiti vandalized. Somebody took a sledgehammer to it. I don't know about you, but I'd be patting down one of those 19 creepy Spider-Mans. Creepy, sketchy, and skeezy. And who has a sledgehammer on Hollywood Boulevard? You're telling me there's no video cameras outside Jimmy Kimmel's studio? Even the falafel stand is maximum security. Also, while we're on the subject, did you know that stars pay for their own Hollywood Walk of Fame star? And they also do like a yearly maintenance fee too. What? Mind blown. What? In the world of stupid closer to home, aldermen are, quote, embarrassed and humiliated after the Cubs yanked their face value World Series tickets. This after Inspector General deemed it unethical for Chicago public officials to take high-value sporting tickets if your name doesn't rhyme with Bunny or Bemanuel. This is so dumb. Here, I got an idea. Let the aldermen watch at a Clark Street bar. They get to pay the regular $12 for a Coors Light when everyone else will pay $30. Cool? Cool? We good? We're good? Then let's declare it so! That was my declare it so voice. If you haven't heard, Wrigleyville bars are exploring their sense of Cubby pride by charging huge covers for this weekend's games. Some bars are asking for over $250 a head just to get into the bar. Price gouging, a Cubby tradition. Next, you're going to tell me that the racist and homophobic joke t-shirts are going to be marked up. If that Fukudomi t-shirt costs more than $25, I'm calling my alderman. Seriously, $250 just to get into the door. Food and beverages separate. Because there's nothing I'd rather spend $250 on than a watered-down rum and coke, soggy wings, and a 45-minute wait for the bathroom. Also, where's the MLB police? Does Deuces have express written consent from MLB to profit off this broadcast? We need the Elliot Ness of MLB warnings to come forward. Now, shut it down! You put your guy in the hospital, we'll put him in the morgue. Or whatever Sean Connery quote applies to this situation. In weather, the October winds. They're here. I told you. In sports, the Cubs, of course, in Cleveland for Game 2. Schwarber is in as DH, and Jorge Soler gets in the lineup. No Jason Hayward for the second consecutive game. You know that's Joe Maddon's way of punishment. Oh, yeah, you want to hit 230 after we sign you to a massive free agent contract? How's it feel riding pine in the World Series, buddy? Sit next to Montero and like it. In other World Series news, maybe the national networks won't recognize it, but today is the 11th anniversary of the Chicago White Sox World Series win, a sweep of the Astros. But CBS, ESPN, and other national networks have conveniently forgotten that, instead congratulating the city of Chicago for getting the World Series for the first time in 71 years. Ouch. Somewhere a lone tear is rolling down Freddy Garcia's face right now. I blame the national snub on Obama. It actually makes sense. Let's update some other sports around town. Tomorrow night, the Bulls will kick off their season against the Boston Celtics. The new-look Bulls will be without D. Rose, Noah, and, I don't know, Mike Dunleavy? Yeah. No matter. I'm optimistic about this Bulls team. But let's be real. None of this actually matters till Christmas. Did you see D. Rose scored 17 points in his debut for New York in their blowout loss to LeBron in Cleveland last night? Noah, 0 points, 6 boards. There's the Noah we know well. And the Golden State Warriors got beat at home by the Spurs by 29 points. Wait, did Steph Curry retire and the team is now featuring Donyell Marshall and Elton Brand? Oh, wait, no, that was the Bulls. Golden State, no excuse. None. Remember football in Chicago? Remember that was such a fun time. Oh, wait, the season's not over? It's still going? It's only halfway done? The 1-6 Bears are hosting the Vikings on Monday night for Halloween Freak Show. You know it's going to be a freak show. Our savior is healthy, Jay Cutler. He's back as the Bears quarterback after missing 5 games. So we got that going for us, which is nice. Here's a stat. Monday will be Cutler's 100th game as a Bear. He's currently 50-49. Great. The mediocres of the Midway. That's our Chicago Bears. And finally tonight, scientists have heard strange modulations coming from a distant cluster of stars and say it could be messages from extraterrestrials. What? Upon closer inspection, the stars seem to be saying, "Woo, Cubs. Woo, Cubs. Woo." That's the carryout for October 26, 2016. Hey, it's cold, rainy, and windy, so we put extra chopsticks in your bag. Least we could do.